cliffcentral.com.
We're live from Cliff Central. My name is Paul Secret, joined by the beautiful, the curvaceous, the one and only traveler extraordinaire, Mapuche Perez.
Oh my God, he just called me a traveler extraordinaire.
Cape Town, we're doing the most.
Hey, how are you doing? How's December treating you?
December is doing the most. Bomoreki all over the country. And in case you don't know what a moreki is somebody who buys the drink. So if you are a moreki somewhere in South Africa,
holla at us.
Woo! And so many things are happening on Twitter right now. True Love is back at it again. Woo, there goes our guest. Hey. True Love is back at it again. So Zahara, country girl, was on the cover. And unfortunately, she hates the cover. Apparently, the cover read something along the lines of drugs and her marriage, or something that's connected around that. It says marriage, drugs, and selling lots of albums. And apparently she's unhappy about it and says that she doesn't want to be connected with the drug connotation. But what do you think about it? True Love does it again.
True Love does it again. We're gonna get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's the festive. We're having so much fun in the studio.
Come on, Adi.
And we have a hot guest.
Yes.
But we're going to tweet the picture later on.
Later on. Then I'm going to check out for that at
so,
Mapuche
Perez. We have to do our Vavas J feature right now.
Mm-hmm.
Gang, 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 gang.
So, za, za, za.
Za, za, zong.
So, a Vavas J feature features all the cool events that we attend all around the country. Just, you know, going around and, you know, going to all the coolest launches, celebrity parties, and everything cool and awesome. Mapuche, where were you?
I was in Durban.
Where's that?
The beach.
Ooh.
Everything. I was with the kings of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one of them in the studio
today. Neletan.
We did a road trip. We took a road trip from Joburg to Durban.
Okay.
You can imagine how tiring that is.
But when you're traveling around with the most famous people in the country.
And drinking.
And given to Bombay. Huh?
And drinking all the way. I mean, to go to Durban, it normally takes you like 5 hours. But us, yeah. It took us
12. A fucking 12.
More than 12. Motherfucking 12 hours
and
to Durban.
You guys just kept on bombarding my Instagram.
I was ready. My data was flaking.
And
I was like, Paul is gonna know.
But what are you guys doing?
What life
Durban?
I'm living. So we got to Durban. Yeah. We were going there for lunch actually.
Really?
Mm.
Is that the life that you're living now? You're going there for lunch?
Yeah. Like I just went all the way to Durban to have lunch with the cool guys who are the influencers at Steers.
Oh, jeez.
Mark RSA was there. Reason was there. Gemini Major.
Uh-huh.
Speedstar.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The Twins. And
the Twins.
Who else was there? The Major League Twins.
Major League Twins.
They are the only twins. Do we count the other twins as twins?
Remember that?
What are they doing
the
now?
The wife and twins. The wife and twins. Were the twins.
Where are they? Are they still alive?
I think they're working at a mortuary now.
Oh, a mall.
Maybe
go
shop right.
A mall in the East End.
Maybe they're like, do you want the plastic?
But anyway, we have a jam-packed show for you guys.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into revisit
all the hottest trending topics.
Mm.
So many has happened this year. We've seen hashtag Miss Niecy take, you know, the whole country by storm. We've seen hashtag Fees Must Fall. We've seen hashtag Blaster.
Hashtag what do influencers do?
We have one in the studio. What the fuck do they do though?
We don't know. Mike is here, guys. He's here to tell us all about it.
And yeah. Mm. And you know, by the way, this is our last show for 2016.
I was gonna say bop 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 bop, but no.
Bop 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 bop.
No, we're not gonna say that. No.
Wow, what a year. I really enjoyed myself here, and I really feel like all the people that I work with have made my journey extra special. Thank you to all the ladies, because it's, you know, lady driven. A lot of ladies. Yo, I just wanna say, Palisa. What rock? There's this yellow dress that she's wearing. Absolutely amazing. I don't know where you bought it, but this is marriage material. Klasali, muluo o. Okay, cool. So yesterday, I've been with Morekis for the whole week, right?
Oh, because you live in the Val now.
I'm in the Val.
Bramfontein has kicked you out. Finally.
I'm not on any red carpet at the current moment, so I need to find Bomoreki. So Bomoreki are buying, right?
Yeah.
So you don't buy a Moreki. So Mareki is someone who buys drinks, and you should not irritate them whatsoever. So Maputi, what are some of the tips that you'd like give some of our listeners?
Unfortunately, so I'm a Mareki. I wouldn't know what people do when they depend on Mareki.
Shit. Girl. What did you, woo. Well, Nakere Mareki na Regeze, ane? And I was like, Tengalo chwala! Tengalo chwala!
So what were you drinking?
We're drinking everything. We're drinking a lot of things.
Apparently, you should drink what Mareki wants to buy. You can't be like, can I please have gin?
No.
If Mareki says Lion Lager today, that's for you, babe.
Eno kuti ila Lion Lager. No, I don't drink what Mareki drinks, unfortunately. You must know your worth, guys.
What more Mareki ware?
Can Mareki know? I want to do this.
What does your Mareki do for a living?
Mareki does a lot of things. I think Mareki's a doctor. Like, he's a doctor, yeah.
Great.
We're really good friends, yeah.
Great. Yeah. Because I know a lot of your friends are like teachers, nurses, and stuff.
They're doing
We love you guys. You're doing phenomenal job.
Amazing things for the country. Amazing stuff. So, I was talking about true love earlier, right?
Mm.
So, Zahara is unhappy about the cover, saying that she doesn't want to be associated with a drug label. So, the royal family in the country, the coolest kids, Bonang Mateba, went on Twitter and said, "What a whole bunch of trash." So hopefully she'll never be on a True Love cover. She's been on every single cover.
So she has never graced True Love.
True Love. Arena haba the True Love. Arke trash. So.
Or maybe give it tennis ewo.
Yar haba mo beya yena.
Yeah, you know that thing. I've done so much in my career, but they've never given you that call for a Bonang, come and grace our covers.
Our covers. And you know let me find it actually. What did Bonang say? So at Bonang _ M Bonang B Mateba, say that True Love is trash. And then at AKA Worldwide said True Love doesn't give a shit about women or their stories. They just want to sell magazines, whether they humiliate them or not. Humiliate. Ah, say 70% loading. English. Humiliate them. What is it? Humiliate. So, and then he goes on and says, how many times has this happened with True Love? Yet people still do covers for them. When will they learn that True Love is a piece of shit?
Bonang and AKA in Cape Town, eh?
I think they were sitting together when they...
In the hotel room somewhere.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't have anything against True Love because I know next year I might be
on the cover. We love True Love. Because you don't want to say I hate True Love and then you're not on the cover, right?
I love True Love. It's amazing.
It's one of those amazing things. And then Zinhle Ngidi was also arrested. apparently what happened was this, ne? So Zinhle Ngidi was driving with the manager, I guess. And the fetching.
She has a car.
I guess they're in a car. So driving, I don't
Someone's
know.
Car.
Someone's car, right? And then they were driving.
Yeah.
And then they went to fetch her kid, I guess, right? At the mother's place in downtown Johannesburg. And then what had happened was there was a traffic officer who said you must not park here, Anne. And then I don't know, there's a squabble or something happened.
I don't like another girl from Shumai.
Yay!
Kito park amona.
And then I guess they moved somewhere else, but then the traffic officer followed them still. And then what had happened is that there was an altercation that happened, words were thrown, and at some point, Zinhle Ngidi was slapped by the officer. And apparently she slapped back. Wala twa! I don't know. I'm not going to stand for this. While I try back. So, apparently the traffic officer pushed Zinda's mother away or something like that. But you know, such bravery to slap back a traffic officer.
Guys, people are acting crazy this festive.
People are drinking. There's so many Mareki, so the drinks are flowing.
I hope Zinhle was sober when she did that.
When she did that, right?
And Zinhle's your friend, right? Let's get into a song.
You know? You know? Okay, what a really cool song, Skabora Mureki. One of the hottest songs right now. I used to find this song to be pretty ratchet, Maputi, but then I fell in love with it when the bottle started flowing, right? So we're chilling with one of the coolest influencers in Joburg right now. He's been on every major, what is this, PR tagline, you know, major brands, Steers, Vodacom, what else? Like, there's so much.
And
what
else? He's also a rapper.
Which is the main thing, right?
The main thing that got him to be the influencer.
Give it up for Mark Worldwide!
Yeah! Yo, shout out, man.
Welcome, man. Welcome to the stream, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man, to be back on Cliff Central, bro.
And just doing the most.
I trust.
You know what? We've been asking a very important question before we get into other, you know, really cool stuff. what is an influencer and what do you guys do?
Because it's so not there in the dictionary. We try to look out for it.
You know, because there's so many people now on Instagram and they're like, influencer, but you're like, well, not everyone is an influencer. What is an influencer? Like, you know.
Man, it's all in like the name itself, you know, influence. Yeah. That's what it is. So basically, our job is they look at people who influence. So for example, like my job is to influence people to go towards a certain direction. Yeah. Like for example, because I'm a rapper, then I have like fans, right? Yeah. So fans sort of like follow what I do. For example, if I buy a specific cap with a specific style, they're probably going to go out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now if I'm drinking a specific brand, they'll be like, oh, so Mark drinks that. So yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So basically, we just influence people to go towards the brand's direction. So for example, if let's just say Vodacom is, you know, interested in you, and most cases it works hand in hand with the brand itself. Like I use Vodacom, you know, I love Vodacom. So when Vodacom approached me, it was through the, you know what I mean, the mutual benefits that we can both get out of the relationship. So my subscribers are like, I love Vodacom because they complain about data a lot. So I tell them, this is what we call Vodacom.
I complain all the time about data.
So do you get free data?
Do I get free data?
Yeah. Because data is expensive, guys. I'm in the middle of the bar and like it's fucking expensive.
I wouldn't say I get free data. I'd say I get paid enough to
buy data.
Yeah, okay.
So is the money good?
That's very good, man.
You might think that's for life.
You know, I got to spend 2 days with Mark in Durban. And Mark loves knowing how much people earn. How much do influencers earn? So now we have a question for you.
No, but it, I always ask.
Because I'm looking at the bling and I'm like, so much bling.
Huh? Yeah.
It's a rapper thing. You know, we always got to have our chains on.
No, but you have to have money to get those.
But of course, even downtown, you can go get a replica.
That's not a downtown thing.
True.
That's not.
It doesn't look like a downtown situation.
But then, you know, you get to a certain level, you can't go downtown anymore because then they'll just pick you out. You
and
know,
they'll be like, oh, no. Especially on Twitter.
Like, you see, like, you can't go downtown.
They'll be like, Mpo. No, we can't. We literally can't.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That life is over. But
so, you guys went down to Durban on a really cool road trip. And what went down?
Oh, man, Durban. You know, basically, this was about Steers and Total partnering together to basically push road safety, you know, and also pushing them JoJo vibe for December and everything. So they said, let's go down to Durban, you know, partner with Total, and let's just go have fun, have lunch, you know, with, you know, Major League, Reason, Gemini, she mentioned them earlier. So we went down, and then, you know, it was a bunch of fun road trip, a whole lot of liquor, and a whole lot of eating, and a whole lot of, turn up, basically.
Wow.
It was, it was lit, man. It was on the...
So, we were talking about this Moreki situation. Are you a Moreki?
Are influencers Morekis? Or they depend on events to post champagnes?
Because, be you like, know, it's free shit.
Living the best life.
And they'll be like, so you basically are Moreki?
No, of course, No, like, I wasn't always a Moreki, but obviously...
But now you are.
Yeah, like, but it's through mostly the music, though, more than the influencer thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't say... It depends on what deal you got. For example, if you can be an influencer for... Let's say a new brand is coming up.
Yeah.
And they probably won't even pay you much. They'll just give you merchandise.
Oh, snap. I know it. You know, with a couple of really sports brands I don't want to mention.
Yeah, because I remember Nomuzi got paid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what are some of the stuff that a Moreki is somebody that the Moreki is buying for? What are some of the stuff they must not do? Because Moreki must not be irritated.
Oh man, this is an interesting question, man.
How do you keep the Morekis in?
Okay, like for example, if we bought the champagne, like we bought the alcohol, right?
Yeah.
So like before you grab a specific bottle of champagne, like ask. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like ask, like, hey, can I grab this bottle? Like, because most people, you find that we got champagne all over the table.
Yeah.
And you come and they grab a bottle, start drinking the bottle.
Snap.
Just right there. Like, dude.
What are you doing?
Exactly. Like, ask. You know, we don't have a problem with it. Just ask. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, courtesy.
So, just courtesy.
Yes.
Please, kya kopa. Okay. The small things that go into, like.
Exactly. So, another thing is, if I bought, like, for a specific group of people.
Yeah.
And you find that you take that specific thing and you start flaunting with it outside now, you know what I mean?
It's like snap.
I mean, like,
it becomes so. What about people that bring other people, their friends, over? You know, people do that, right?
Yeah,
exactly. The club and they,
you know, those are no-nos, man.
Those are also no-nos, man. Oh, snap. So, now how does somebody infiltrate the group? Somebody's broke in a club and they're trying to see that guy is popping champagne and they're trying to be part of that squad. How would you kind of like accept what should they do in order to be part of it?
Oh, man, unfortunately. Hey, I don't know. Hey, you need to be special. I don't know. Well, if I'm a guy, not me in particular, I know my other friends. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to mention names. You probably have to be very beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
You'll probably, like, be dancing a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
shaking
bring
that
it down.
Thing a lot.
Like
a
girl, and you're the ones, not a girl, bro.
Oh, snap.
She was like downstairs, and one of the guys ended up calling her upstairs with a group of friends.
Yeah,
because she was bringing it down.
I remember, like, I was in a club yesterday, and I remember thinking this girl is dancing.
A club or a tavern? Do you have clubs in Val?
There's a lot of clubs, girl.
Taverns.
So this girl was bringing it down. She's like a real slender for life, right? So I was like, this girl cannot be without a drink, because she dances so much. So that's how she infiltrated the circle. So basically, that's how you become part of the Moreki circle.
Yeah, because you work for it. You know what I mean?
You work for it.
Yeah.
You don't just go like. Hey. So basically, guys, it's very difficult for guys to infiltrate the Moreki circle, but for girls, it's way easy. If you got the booty.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but on to more serious things. You've worked with a lot of campaigns.
A lot.
Yeah.
So what is your experience? What can you share with people like Mpo who are like, next year, I want to be an influencer, that sort of thing?
I'd say most cases, number one thing, always go where you're loved. Don't just chase the money. Okay. Always go where you're loved, because I've worked with specific brands, right? And then I wouldn't say they didn't love me, but it was more about, they didn't care much about my brand. They just cared about what they want and what they can get out of me versus what I can get out of the situation. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then at the time, most cases when it's like that, they try and exploit you.
Okay.
You know? So always go where you love. Like, especially also work with brands that you love. Because now you find that, for example, I don't really drink beer, for example, right?
Yeah.
And then now here comes a beer brand approaching me saying, we'd like you to be an influencer for our brand. Now that means you gotta drink that beer.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
now
shit.
You don't drink beer.
It might not somebody. It reminds me of a Vuzu presenter. You know Vuzu presenter? He's pretty young. You wonder if there's a beer brand that went to
she's
a shoot?
She's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many name dropping.
Expose.
Yeah. People don't drink beer. But they're brand new ambassadors for beers.
Exactly.
So basically you're saying it must align with your personality and what you do. It must be you, basically. It must come natural.
Yeah.
Like, for example, we know other really big
celebrities. Because I know with Mark Eats, guys. Mark
Eats.
Charles.
Eh, nam Zulu, Papa.
So, with the Spears one, he goes in. Like,
he Charles for real, right? No, but I love what you're saying, because I know certain celebrities that normally are just Louis Vuitton girls, but now they have to wear flops, and we never see them wearing flops, because this does not come natural to them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and we know that champagne goes as well, but then all of a sudden, it's vodka. That's why the vodka brands are dropping them as well.
Exactly. Another thing, it's not going to last anyway.
It's not going to,
because the relationship's not genuine.
It's not,
Especially because you're an influencer, they want your fan base, right? Because the reason why most of these companies are moving into like influencers is because now television, nobody watches TV that much anymore. So now they're trying to find a new way to market their products. So now if your fans know that you don't drink beer, and all of a sudden they see you with a beer brand, it's not, they're not gonna follow that,
it's
because
it's gonna be like, oh
yeah, no, that's not genuine. They need to detect it.
I love it. So love must always win, right?
Yes, love must always win.
Yeah.
And another thing, because obviously you are one of the up-and-coming hottest hip-hop acts in the country. So what is your experience working with the mainstream celebrities? Your Reason, your AKAs, Bonangs. What are your experiences? Like, when you go, because obviously you get invited to a high caliber of events. How do you, what's the interaction there? Are they like, oh my God, I'm a Barbie doll, or that kind of thing?
I'd say in most cases, like I always tell people, I feel like nobody really changed. Like, fame doesn't really change people, and money doesn't really change. I feel like it just brings out your true colors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you've always been humble, when you get money, it's more, you'll be probably more humble and more giving.
More giving,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you find that most cases, they're different. You find that, let's just say, like, AK, for example. When I met him, you know, everybody's like, oh, this guy's so arrogant. And you meet AK, he's like the coolest guy, most down-to-earth human being on earth. And then you meet this other guy, they say he's so humble, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, this guy, just, you greet him and he just looks at you like, I'm like, this nigga. You know? But I'm like,
I love what you're saying, because I remember Oprah said that also money doesn't change you, it changes the people around you. So people around you start treating you differently because you have money. And it also, it magnetizes your own attitude, as you said. Mm-hmm. If you are greedy and you are power hungry, it will show when you finally have money. Yeah. But if you're giving, then you'll probably be in, you know, going around giving, building schools.
You know what I mean? So basically, if you find somebody, they never really changed. You just never really knew them.
Yeah.
You know, so now you see their true colors. True. But as far as my experience, the people in the industry have this tendency of sticking in their own corner.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if you're not famous, and let's say I'm famous. Now, when we go out, you find that I'm going to hang with other famous people. If I don't see anybody famous, I'm probably going to be in my own corner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's most likely what they mostly do. So you find that if I'm there, I don't know, because lately they consider me one of their peoples, whatever. So you find that they'll be kind to me, but then they'll be mean to you. Or, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't really vibe with that whole thing. Like, I'm sure she saw on the trip that I hung with celebrities now and then, but I like to keep in my own lane. Or I'm more with the people, rather. Because the people are more genuine. Because another thing is, when you hang in the industry, there's like everybody's just pretending, you know? Yeah. There's a lot of pretending.
Everyone is trying to be like A-list.
Precisely. You know? You know what I'm saying? And then all pretending like you're rich, pretending like you have the biggest song in the country or nobody even knows you. You know what I'm saying? Those type of situations.
And I think it's normally people that are not so big that pretend like they're the biggest. Mm-hmm. And that is a real problem. And I think, Mapuji, we've seen something like that, right? Mm. Where people actually are literally bitchy. And the thing is, you miss out on an opportunity because you don't know who the next person is. You don't know if that person is a marketing manager for a really cool brand that might just propel you to
it. You know one thing that I love about Bonang? Bonang, when she goes to an event, she makes sure that, okay, she's going to pick that, okay, that person is this. You'll never see her hanging around with celebrities. Okay, she does, but she would go to brand managers, this and that. It's not a good habit, but that's something I love
think
about
she know,
her.
I think she knows she's at work.
She knows the right people to go there
exactly.
and approach.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now I can't go to an event and be like, I'm going to chill with Boyd. What is she going to do for my life? Mm. That sort of thing.
No, that's true, actually.
Fired.
Wow, okay. Such cool shit, hey?
But it's the truth, you know?
But like, also, somebody was asking me, how do you become, let's say, for example, you just started an Instagram account and Twitter account. How do you actually become an influencer without actually being a rapper? Because you see that some people who are
without having 10,000 followers,
without
like
having 10,000 followers or without a TV presenting gig or whatever, how do you actually become an influencer?
Oh, you got to look at, most cases, you'll see the patterns. Like, you'll see, for example, if you're doing specific things and you'll see amongst your followers those patterns, you'll see some of the stuff. Like, for example, let's say you love this black and white swag. Mm. And when they followed you, they weren't into black and white swag. Then all of a sudden, they were wearing black and white. Oh. And you see, because there's a lot of people with a lot of followers but don't have influence at all.
Okay.
You could have a million followers and nobody following you. They just technically following you. You understand what I'm saying? So you find that somebody with 2,000 followers has a bigger impact.
Oh, yeah.
Than you know what I mean? So you always got to look at, do you actually make a difference? Because even the companies, they look at that. They look at how many people see your tweets or your posts on Instagram or Facebook. Snap. They check all those ROIs, you know what I mean? And then after, because right now there's what we call web influentials and all these other things that actually tally down the value of your posts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll tell them, okay, per tweet, your value currently is, let's say, 2.5 a tweet. So the companies research all these things. Before they even approach you, they already know. And then they put numbers down.
Nice. You so you can't cheat it, because now I know a couple of people that actually kind of like up it up. They fake their accounts. So I guess those kind of technologies are what we need to be looking out for.
Yeah, you can't cheat. You can't cheat. Because think about it. You find people, because I know people that have 200,000 followers.
Yeah.
Do you tweet something? Zero retweets, two favorites.
Oh, does that even... But you've got a lot of people.
Thank you.
Guys, I hate this new like button on Twitter. I hate it.
So there was kind of like a quiz that we wanted to ask. It's very cool. Where is it? Mapuji, can you find it?
It's in your DMs because I slide in there.
What the fuck is it? So there are a couple of questions that we want to ask. This is like an exam paper. Oh my God, why is this written in a 2016 exam paper? So they say, question one, briefly explain what is FISMAS for and what were the objectives and how they went on achieving them.
Me, I don't know. I dropped out.
But did they actually achieve the objectives, the FISMAS for? Because
no,
actually one of the
they didn't.
They didn't, right?
Hmm.
What do you think the problem was? Was it Ngebo being arrested? Was it the fact that we're following one person instead of being all of us going in? Don't you think that was a problem?
I think it's the fees must fall thing. It's a very deep and like sensitive topic, because you find that while you want to push fees must fall, right?
Then
somebody else, like your parents, the people who are responsible for trying to pay your bills, are telling you you're wasting your time with this fees must fall thing.
So you find that
now you have all these dynamics working against you. So you can't exactly push as much as you'd like, you know what I mean? So in most cases, that's probably why they haven't achieved as much as they should have, you know what I mean? Because you'd have to go all out, but then you can't go all out because if your mom says go right, and then fees must fall says go left, and now you're thinking,
everybody's just pulling in,
you know what I mean?
Directions.
I must respect my parents, but at the same time, I'm fighting a bigger cause, you know? So obviously with all these, not everybody, like only like 1% of human beings actually have the guts to actually go
to
against
stand up
them,
and
you know
actually,
what I mean?
Because for me, I'm thinking this is not just a student problem. This is a societal problem. Because unless we need to change, because really, this will change down how generations of people, you know, especially black people, you know, behave and, you know, future incomes and shit like that. Like, we're so tired of going back home and then having to pay black tax over and over. Like, it's a chain. It's a really long chain. So now I think education is one of the tools, not the only tool, one of the tools in actually creating a better society.
It's very tiring going home with 500 and 250
and gone
to go into groceries.
Hashtag Claire.
No, of course. I mean, fees must fall. Definitely. I don't think education should be free for like everyone.
Everyone. Definitely not.
You know what
definitely
mean?
Not.
But be, you know what I mean, for those people who actually really need it and have earned it, you know, but just can't afford it, you know what I'm saying? Because if education is free for everyone, that changes a whole lot of stuff. Because now what if we want to start businesses? Why don't they give us money as well to start
that.
Our businesses? You see, now it changes a lot of things. So you can't give money here and then now what about here? Then we're not living in an equal society now anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, snap. Okay, 1.2. That was 20 marks. How much do you give him out of 20 marks?
Oh my goodness.
How much do I give Mark?
Yeah.
Ten and a half.
Total.
What? Ten and a half.
I added.
Ah, you can't edit, say.
Oh, Rotla, what for sap?
So, question 1.2, in less than 2 lines, where are the pots? Where are the pots? You know? So remember that thing on Speak Out on Season 2? I did the thing that made them... So where are the pots? And what are the pots?
The pots are where she did the thing that made it not to be done.
And I love it when, and normally they use this pot thing, especially with students. They're like, when are you graduating? I made the things that made the green not to be done. So that's all. It's kind of like it was actually quite a funny thing, you know, that we experienced in South Africa. Okay, moving on to 1.3. I say Kufa 0, say. You didn't answer that.
I answered it. I told you what the pots are. I told you what the pots are, man.
So 1.3, define the word zubtas.
Define the word zubda.
Yeah.
A whole lot of money in a presidential lifestyle.
Damn.
Yes.
That's a total.
Plus.
So 1.4, give 10 names with the word babes. I know babes will do more. Babes were... Actually, there's so many babes. Anyone? Babes were Cliff Central. Babes were MC. There's so many babes. Anything is babes.
Actually, yeah.
Everything is babes.
People be like, babes were Mike.
Babes were prostitutes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Babes were swag. Babes were cool drink.
You know?
Babes were champagne. You know?
Babes were abs. Wow, okay. Define the word blazer. What's a blazer?
Man, you know, when someone who gives to the needy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The needy.
Yes, when they are in need. That's a
blesser. But needy.
They are in need.
They are needy, Joe.
But I don't see the girls inside to need. Or are they...
They don't need anymore because they're blessed.
Picture?
Yeah, it's after.
Picture?
Before, they were not incented.
Oh, snap. So that's a blesser.
Yes.
You know, for me, we're talking with some of my friends, and they're saying, a blesser is somebody who went to varsity and they're nerd all their lives, and now they can't be cool, so they have to buy their way in when they're older.
Nah, man, my definition, man, I'm gonna give me total for this, because my definition is far more broad than that. You know what I mean? You could be a blesser, because I could be in need of an interview, and then you give me an interview.
So
am I blessed? You know what I'm saying?
So you're the blessee.
Exactly.
A whole bunch of interesting stuff. Okay, that wraps up our question paper and our test. The good news is you're Paul! Yay!
Now I can run for president.
Yeah, you can come for president now and, you know, There's a lot of things, but I think you're doing amazing work, and I think you really are a cool oak. You know,
thanks,
I was thinking about your manager. I don't know who he is in absentia, but it's also really cool.
Manager, what about?
No, the thing is, he's cool. I have on WhatsApp. And no matter
what,
I don't know. We talk regularly, and they're telling me, we're talking about safety tips. Can you imagine?
What?
Yeah, I was talking about December. No, you must be safe, shit like that. You know,
wow. Really, like, I can't let that
cool
go
shit.
Anyway.
Was really, like,
safety
cool.
tips.
I was talking about him with some girl. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, you?
No, some girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Some really interesting. Was he there with them Georgia's shit?
No, he wasn't.
Why? Why did you leave a manager behind?
Oh, man, he had business to take care of. Because we're not even allowed to bring our managers anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
How, DNA?
They wanted it to be that intimate.
Yeah, so to be you.
To be you.
Yes, like 100% without manager. Because your manager will be there to tell you, no, don't hang with them. No, don't talk to that person. Don't do that interview.
Yeah.
So now when you're on your own, you know, it's literally you. You get to see the real person.
Real person.
Yeah, right? Like she saw the real people. You know, even though I don't think she was very pleased.
Talk about real people. I'm wondering, the lady with the semi blonde hair and the last thing. Gubani! Is she the partner in crime?
What? No, man. We don't do no crime.
The partner in harmony?
Yeah, like my partner for life, man.
Nice. I just want to, let's stand up and let's have a moment. I just want to. Yeah, she's a beautiful lady. And I see a ring there, hey?
Wow. Mpo.
Kidiki Mpo.
I'm sorry, guys.
Anyways, Mpo. We're wrapping up this interview. Mark, where can people find you? Where are you performing next? Twitter handles, you know.
For all the details, just follow me on Twitter at Mark Worldwide.
Yeah.
And on Instagram at Mark Worldwide.
Great.
And Facebook on Mark South Africa. And then everything will be posted there, where I'm at, interviews, performances, when we drop in the next single.
Great.
And all
great,
those things.
Great.
Actually, before we let you go, how's the single going? How's the sales going?
Oh, the sales, man. We've actually wrapped up Hater, but then it did fantastic. You know, it went number one on a couple of stations.
Nice.
Oh, great.
And then the music video is still rotating because I just saw it, like, I think a day ago, you know, on the music
video
channels.
Where were we not called for the video? Okay, I know it's a while ago, but...
Yeah, like, you know, I keep these artists that come to the show. I'm like, why was I not in the music video? And I'm like, when are we in the music video, kind of guys?
God, I called people. I honestly called everybody. But then people are like, where are you shooting? I'm like, Pretoria. They're like,
it's too far.
We'll see. And then,
okay,
you know,
okay.
You do what I'm saying? They're like, Pretoria's too far. You know, so at that time, we're shooting in Pretoria. But the next one is in Johannesburg.
Oh.
Hopefully, I see y'all there.
We're going to be there.
We're going to be there. Rapping. It's going to be really cool.
And we'll be influencers by then.
And then we'll be doing
blessings. And
bye, Mark.
Thank you so much, man. You've been absolutely amazing.
I appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it.
The stream sends much love, and we're going to see more of you in the near future. Congratulations to you and yours. Looking absolutely amazing in the corner. Total love, guys. Okay, cool. Okay, we're back. This is the stream. Yeah. Okay, cool.
At
Left Central. What an amazing year. I've absolutely enjoyed it. Absolutely cool stuff. Let me take a video just for the sake of life and doing the most.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Phone. Okay, doing the most. Okay. Okay, so this is the last time with Mapuche Perez doing an absolutely cool show. Paul C. Chris Mapuche Perez, what a go. We're closing it in a bang. We shout out. Here we go. There's Mapuche, right? Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter to find out all the latest information and knowing how we can entertain you and just do the most.
Have an amazing festive season.
Uh-huh.
Take care of yourself. Do not drink and drive.
Do not drink and drive. And
most importantly.
Do not drink and drive. And find yourself a Moreki and have a blast.
And do not drink and walk.
Okay, right. But but the Moreki is the important part here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Find yourself a Moreki who's going to drive you home safe. And there we are.
And
we had a fantastic time here. See you guys next year.
Okay. Nisa next day.
Nisa strong.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Uncensored Radio is so amazing. My name is Mpole Secrets, and she is
Mapuche Perez on Twitter. I'm at Perez Mapuche.
And we're out. CliffCentral.com.